Startups are paving the way to the future of ag. Hello, everyone. I'm Brownfield's Rhiannon Branch with Managing for Profit, a biological report partnership with TerraSim. This week, the chief commercial officer for New Leaf Symbiotics reviews his transition from big ag to a startup company, the future of startups like New Leaf Symbiotics, and highlights innovative products under the TerraSim brand coming in 2022 and beyond. All coming up next on Brownfield.
Do more in 2022 with the power of TerraSim by New Leaf Symbiotics. If you're looking for cutting-edge biological technology, TerraSim delivers, and we have the yield data to prove it. Our 2020 growing season saw a win rate of 79% for corn with a 4.5 bushel per acre advantage and 75% for soybeans with a 2.0 bushel per acre advantage. TerraSim increases yields, improves nutrient uptake, and strengthens crops. For over 4 years, we've partnered with growers for in-field testing to maximize yields and to keep advancing our technology. Use TerraSim alone or combine it with existing conventional agriculture products, traits and practices for more convenience, yield, and consistency. Plus, TerraSim is now available in our new hassle-free direct planter box application for both corn and soybeans. From planting to harvest, do more in 2022 with TerraSim by New Leaf Symbiotics. Learn more by visiting TerraSim2022.com.
Matt Helms is the chief commercial officer for New Leaf Symbiotics and the TerraSim brand. After 20 years of work in the ag industry, he tells Brownfield startups like New Leaf are paving the future of agriculture.
I really see that the next tranche of innovation is going to come from startups. And the reason why is startups can move quickly. I see much more innovation, and they're not being held back by other pieces of investment or portfolio that the larger ag companies have. As an example, many of the large ag companies today have to invest in the next generation traits for corn, soybeans, and cotton, or herbicides as an example, or insecticides. And really, those next generation products can take 10 to 15 years and $250 to $300 million just to keep the existing value at a farmer level. So that's not a good ROI proposition. The bottom line is startups are not being held back by other prerequisite investments that they need to make that opens up all of the R&D into really new incremental growth.
And he shares initiatives in the TerraSim pipeline for 2022 and beyond.
We're really excited because we are all focused on one unique type of micro pink pigmented facultative methylotrophs. They're actually pink in color. They have unique attributes that allow them to grow off a methanol plant waste product. We have figured a way to create a powder formulation that now in 2022, and we're going to be launching here in August of 2021 for the 22 crop season, that farmers can utilize directly in the planter box with their seed lubricants across corn and soybean. We're also excited, New Leaf, after this next wave of planter box opportunities in corn and soybean with biostimulant products, delivering 2 bushels in soybeans and about 4.5 bushels in corn with 75 to 79% win rates to have a product that can also mitigate corn rootworm. We submitted to the US EPA our corn rootworm mitigation product. It'll also be marketed under the TerraSim brand name. We're expecting that for a soft launch in the 2023 campaign year. We've seen up to a 15 bushel increase with no corn rootworm trait and an incremental 6 bushel increase when there are corn rootworm traits.
That was Matt Helms with New Leaf Symbiotics, and I'm Rhiannon Branch with Managing for Profit, a biological report partnership with TerraSim.